Related.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, I think they were fucking with us there because it felt like you went deep and then waited like 5 seconds. Like, you got to talk? No, I would have called in sooner, but I was checking for the Comic Con. Every year they have a Marvel Legends exclusive because, as the geeks know, I collect Marvel Legends and action figures, and so far they haven't released it. And they normally do when it's a month away, but it's really frustrating. So.
Well, hello and welcome to another wonderful edition of the Geekcast podcast.
Hello.
I'm Justin Bissette.
I am Evan Jalisco, and I was looking for Marvel Legends and playing Guacamelee at the same time. So there you go.
Nice. Well, tonight we are going to, for anyone that is worried, we are going to tackle what the MCU should do after Avengers Infinity Wars. We will completely take care of Avengers 5.
Yeah. We're talking we're into 2022 now, right?
Yeah. That's about right. 2022 should be about the time that this would come out. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, we just want them to know what's up.
Yeah. So, yeah, you put it in the calendar, you know, we're going to take care of it tonight. There's also some news coming out as far as some potential TV shows for Marvel. So we'll talk about that and kind of tackle what we think would work and wouldn't work. And maybe some ideas that aren't on there that we think would work. So I think that covers all the bases on that type of stuff.
I think that would do it quite well. Nice, yes.
So this is the point where this is always fun when we fantasy book something. Not to go too far into the wrestling side of things, but this is always funny because I'm always very broad stroke and general, and you, I'm sure, are going to be super detailed as always.
Yes and no. I have two versions of this. The versions are everything goes, like by this time Marvel has everything back, or at least the things I need back for my story. And then we're playing with what we got now.
Yeah. I went with everything we have now and everything we have now or everything that I think that they have now, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So awesome. Well, I made you start last time, so I'll start this time. Is that fair?
Fair enough.
Okay. So my idea is that Avengers 5 would be Avengers 5 Secret Invasion, which of course would mean, you know, we would have the Skrulls. So we wouldn't have Super Skrull, right? Because that's under the Fantastic Four, but we have enough that we can do a invading, shape-shifting aliens race type story, right? And in the MCU fashion, there would kind of be a twofold story here. We would do that. We would have the opening battle with the end of it. Let's just say Captain America gets injured, and it's revealed that he's this alien, right? He's not actually Captain America. So this would cause mass hysteria because an Avenger is not actually an Avenger, and we would go into figure out where Captain America is one and who else is an imposter, all right? So much like Age of Ultron didn't directly follow the Age of Ultron comic books, this one directly followed the original story as well. It's just the general idea.
Yeah.
But this would be almost a distraction to set up the real story I want to tell here, which would be Norman Which would be Osborn setting up the Thunderbolt / Dark Avengers. Because my perception is this. So far there's always been a big, like, powerful bad, whether it be Loki in his Centauri army or Ultron or Thanos. So I would say by this point, well, we assume Thanos, right? But we kind of have an idea what that's going to be. So for this point, I would want something kind of a little more cerebral, you know, and
mm-hmm.
kind of go a little Dark Knight with it, where the heroes are not necessarily beloved at the end of it, and they have to win back that bat. So that's my very general idea right there, kind of taking two major stories and mashing them together.
I can dig it, though. I can dig it.
So, that might have to be a two-part. You know, that's a lot of stuff all together.
Okay.
So, but
or
well, we've set the
into another movie.
So,
yeah,
we've set the precedent, so we can figure it out. So,
so my two are first idea is everything's on the table, and they get back everything from the Fantastic Four, and that includes Galactus, and Galactus is the big bad. And I know what you're saying, but another space movie, or another big space villain, yes. And what Galactus actually leads to is the Rise of Doom. So, 5 is Galactus, maybe like 5 and the first Fantastic Four, with cameos from Avengers, to set him up. And I mean by the first Fantastic Four, I mean under Marvel Studios. And that sets up Galactus, but also Doom. And then from there on, it slowly builds to Doom as the most powerful, amassing all these villains. The Masters of Evil are kind of changed a bit to kind of not be Doom's lackeys, but, you know,
more like Doom's army.
In? Yeah. What was the group he was in? It was him, MODOK, and other villains, like other genius-level villains that were like the anti-Illuminati. The intelligentsia or some such, like them, but with Doom obviously in control. And that leads into 6, which is Doom, because Doom is my favorite Marvel villain. I love him so much. I'm trying not to burp. There it is. But playing with everything we have now, actually, Norman Osborn and Secret Invasion was kind of my idea as well, for everything we've got. Because it kind of ties in space stuff. Because they're actually building quite a large space universe coming up. Guardians 2, Captain Marvel. Like, it's not like it's an unprecedented thing for there to be some Marvel space movies. And we know Guardians. Go on.
It almost feels like we know more about the galactic Marvel universe right now than we do the entire street level, for lack of a better term, universe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I see
so
what
it feels like that space is more fleshed out than the everyday on Earth superheroes. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we're getting with the Netflix, so I think it's just going to take time. Which, doesn't Jessica Jones start up in a couple months? Am I mistaken about that?
I thought it's actually going to be December, so that's a long wait.
I thought it was like, I thought it was September. So, okay. Well, I'm wrong. That sucks. But as much as I'm not looking forward to it, I am. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking forward to the chick, but I'm looking forward to the story they tell.
Yeah.
So, Norman Osborn, Oscorp. No, get off the Amiibos. I just got a Mega Man Amiibo. Sorry, my cats are messing with my stuff. But, yeah, actually, we had somewhere with Secret Invasion, Norman Osborn. So that's fun. Great geeks think alike.
There you go. So, and it was the intelligentsia. Yeah, you basically had it. So,
okay. Which would kind of bring in MODOK and a couple other villains who could separate off into other things, you know?
Yeah, we're gonna get off on a tangent, but it's what we do, right? MODOK on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, is something that I would be okay with. Something like that.
I think they could find a way to make him work, too, yeah.
Yeah. Like if the season finale reveal was that this being that was created by these scientists, was being done, and they kind of... Or they just kind of built up that, you know, MODOK's coming or whatever. Little teases here and there. And the season finale was just shot of his giant face. You know, I would be pumped for the next season, you know. And I think that's something that they could work out. I don't know if it's something they ever would, but I think it's something that could work there, you know.
Yeah, I could see them making it work. They just have to. They would just have to want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, let's see. I'm gonna read off.
You see that? Go on.
No, go ahead. That I'm gonna read off the list of proposed ABC TV shows. So.
Well, casting is they just signed Martin Freeman, right?
Yeah.
From The Hobbits and a shitload of other things to have some sort of role in. No, I don't want to watch that. In the upcoming Captain America movie, and a lot of people are speculating, and it's so goddamn annoying. Like, I hate looking at it. And it's like, is Martin Freeman the Red Hulk? It's like, I don't know, man. Like, what? How? Wouldn't that be General Thunderbolt Ross? Haven't we already introduced him? Like, are you just going to recast him? Like, I mean, I think the dude would still do well. I mean, it's your universe, I guess. You could replace the Red Hulk if you wanted, but, you know, I'd prefer you didn't. Or maybe you could bring back, what was I looking for? What was that new Denzel Washington movie that I wanted to watch? No. Oh, that's Guardians of the Galaxy. No, that's fine. The Equalizer. There it is, yeah. I started watching that a couple days ago and I need to finish it. Just let him be him, dude. Like, I'm excited to see where it goes. Like, I'm annoyed that for Civil War, I got spoiled on the fact that, like, everybody's in the fucking movie. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, well, we've harped on this before. But doesn't it kind of ruin the whole tease of Age of Ultron to know that Hawkeye's already cast in Civil War? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but let's see. Let's see. The things that they list, possible developments for ABC shows, and there's also a list of stuff for Netflix that we can get into on a later date, because it's kind of what you would expect. But for ABC, Cloak and Dagger is mentioned. Miss Marvel, which I have to assume we're talking Kamala Khan here, right?
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Since we have a Captain Marvel movie, right? And then a Hulk prequel.
Hulk prequel?
Yeah, I could see that working, but it would have to be kind of done like the Agent Carter series, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it would have to have an ending. It's not something that they could go on for 10 or 11 seasons. You know what I mean? It would have to have, like, two season. And, like, my worry is my same problem with Smallville. Smallville was great up until, like, season 3 or 4, and I probably already mentioned this. Up until, spoiler alert, but fuck you if you haven't watched it. I'm such a jerk. Why? I don't know. On season 4, some psycho kills Superman's girlfriend, like hangs her. He finds her in like a lead painted room, so he can't like see into it. He has to go in and like look at her, hung, dead. Like she was a former villain that had kind of been rehabilitated and like, you know, they started liking each other. And this dude just hangs her. And Clark's like, huh. Well, I guess I can't kill, like, there's no, like, fit of rage where, like, he just goes, like, I'm not, let me preface this real quick. Superman killing in Man of Steel, I despise. I dislike a lot of things about Man of Steel, a lot of things, like, probably 90% of the movie. But, like, in this instance, I can accept the idea that young Clark Kent loses his shit and in a rage just either, like, fucks this guy up or kills him. And, like, I can dig that because that's a different story. Like what that dude did was so brutal. And, like, Clark Kent wasn't – he's not Superman yet. So, like, emotionally, he shouldn't be able to just, like, oh, there's my girlfriend that I actually kind of really loved. She's hung. She's dead. I think I'll just go grab this guy and take him to the cops. Like, no, man.
Yeah.
You do that to any teenager with super speed, super strength, he's going to bust out of that room, find you, and he's going to melt your face. He's going to be so furious at what you've done that he might rip you in half. Like, legit. He might not be able to control his strength, and he just goes, rips. And from there on, there's an interesting story of, like, he went too far. Now he has, like, now this is where he starts really being Superman. But, like, nah. He just grabbed the guy, took him to the cops, and he was like, he hung my girlfriend. I didn't take her down. You can still see her hanging. And he was like, I'm done. This is where I jump off. Like, you had me, and then you didn't. And not all the cast were the best, let's be honest. I did come back for the last season. They had a Booster Gold Blue Beetle episode. My God, like, they got Booster Gold to a T. So I'm like, okay, I'll finish out this season because it's clearly gotten better because Booster Gold, this episode, was masterfully done. It was perfect Booster Gold. And then the rest of the season was just the drizzling shit. So I'm like, well, I guess they got one right, and that's all they need. So Kamala Khan, though, I don't really want stuff like that. If it's done, and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, I want them to take it seriously. Like, I don't mean, like, it's got to be a serious show, but it's got to be like, she could use her power. Nah, cut the budget a bit. No, man, it's got to be, like, and she has to have cameos from Captain Marvel herself. Like, that's why I don't see that working.
Like, it could... I don't know. It could possibly kind of ride the wave of sort of like the New Girl show. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of approached that way. It could maybe target that audience. But like you're saying, I don't know if it would want to... I see too much chances for it not to be really directed towards comic fans. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah, that would be my word there. Cloak and Dagger, I think, would be exciting.
It would be, but I would worry they would want to turn it into, like, a super-powered crime procedural, and I'm kind of... I have a fill of crime procedurals. Although Backstrom just didn't get renewed, so I guess I got room for one more now. Damn it, I liked Backstrom a lot. But, I mean, Daredevil 2 is coming out soon, so...
Yeah, well, that's
under a year.
You may be right about the September date, which I would be pumped for. But if it is December, then we're gonna get like Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Daredevil like within 5 months of each other. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, either way, like we stand
just a little bit of patience. Like we're about to get a shitload of stuff. So
yeah, like I'm excited for Ant-Man soon.
I am
sad for Jurassic World too.
That has slowly grown on me, to the point where like I'm really pumped for it. Ant-Man, that is. So
yeah,
Jurassic World. I would say I'm equally pumped as I was before.
Well, yeah,
I think
it's a good amount of
I'm equal level pumped. So
I'm all pumped up.
Let's see. What other shows come to mind that you think would fit on like a network television type platform or anything else?
Runaways, I think, would work well.
Boom.
Because that's not a lot of powers, really, but you know, it is.
Well, there's talk of doing a movie, and I think it lends itself much better to network television.
Yeah, like
you know?
That, and like. As much as I love it, like we've talked about this again, but Spider-Man is perfect, like HBO or Netflix show. So, yeah. After Runaways, Hawkeye would be a great TV show. I mean, literally, there's no superpowers, just he shoots an arrow and the arrow hits someone, or it doesn't.
Yeah. Kate Bishop needs a spotlight somewhere.
Yeah.
That character needs to be explored.
Yeah. As a comedy... I can't remember their names, but I always liked them. They were like the cleanup crew after superheroes. They were former superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
They they would be like a great, because they could always do the aftermath of like superhero fights.
Yeah.
But like they would be more of a special, like, you know, after a big movie, it's the episode of them like as a comedy though, cleaning up everything and dealing with like whatever that, you know, happened. I'm really trying to think of like low budget stuff here. Like there's a lot of DC low budget street level heroes that could work. Shang-Chi might work. The people would think of him as like a low level Iron Fist, but he's not. He's a master. Shang-Chi, the master of Kung Fu.
I think he should be in the Iron Fist show. You know.
I hope he is. I know they're doing Defenders, but Heroes for Hire. Yeah. Heroes for Hire would do pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff out there that they can do, but I would say like Runaways would be number one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one that came to my mind. Runaway and New Warriors.
I could dig it.
Although with the tease at the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this year, Secret Warriors maybe, or a version of it, maybe something we're heading to there. So it might be a little redundant. The news did come out, character for the actor that plays Lincoln on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been promoted to a show regular. Mac has not been promoted to a show regular, which might be telling. But I think that's good news, because that probably means we're going to get to see quite a bit of casting news coming up soon, right?
Yeah, I would hope so. Mac, I'm fine with not being like a regular, but like every episode or something. Because like I can only handle so much of, oh, Coulson, you and your space dude dickies, I don't trust you. You know what I mean? Like I can only take so much of, you know, Mac's not trust of Coulson, which is weird to begin with. But, you know, so I'm fine with him being like on every second or third episode. I'm actually, after watching it, I'm kind of sad that Hunter and Bobby don't have their own like spin-off like agent show where they're like hunting down stuff or whatever. Because I think they have good chemistry. I think the dude who plays Hunter is just really good. I really like him.
Yeah, apparently that's why they didn't take him away from the show, was because of how well both of them did, kind of helping the show reach its stride, you know, which I guess I can get behind too.
Yeah.
But looking at things like, and maybe this may be something that we fantasy book at some point, but if Skye's going to have her little, you know,
ragtag
what
team
you just saw
superpower.
That, yeah, there you go. That's a good way to put it. That definitely should have opened up some room for cast members that Bobby and Hunter having their own show would have, you know, taken care of. Does that make sense? You know, it's kind of at one point, I'll go into a different realm of geekdom that we haven't touched yet. But like Star Trek, like when Star Trek Voyager came about and they had like 20 crew members that were highlighted and they had to kind of pare it down. It's kind of similar, you know. You get too many people, you can't really focus and develop those stories like you really need to.
Yeah, no, I get you. We can get into Star Trek and Star Wars and stuff. I saw a funny comic. It's two dudes kissing, and you see it from the back, and it's like the, and then as you, like you see them from the back, and they're sitting on a park bench, and it's a dad and his son, and like, how does that work? It's so unnatural, and like it shows the dad like, well, you know, sometimes there are just things you can't explain or you don't want to. And it still shows the two guys kissing. And then it pans to, like, the view of the father and son. And the gay gentlemen are wearing, one's wearing an I Heart Star Trek, and the other is The Force Will Always Be With Me. And I thought that was super adorable.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't work. Because, like, literally, like, my friends who like Star Trek hate Star Wars. It's the thing. It's the stereotype. Like, my friends who like Star Wars hate Star Trek. My friends who like Star Trek hate Star Wars. And it's like, one show is about space politics, and the other is a fucking, you know, a space western samurai
epic,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to, I'm a weird breed. I literally love both. You know.
Yeah.
I would have to say I probably love Star Trek a little bit more, and it's for a weird reason. Like, there's so much more content, so there's so much more to like invest in, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas Star Wars is just boom boom boom, you know? Like it's the quality versus quantity type argument, because there is some shitty Star Trek stuff out there in all those hours of footage, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a huge Data kid. Like, I think Data is where my love of robots comes from. But I think if I have to say, I think I'm more of a Star Wars fan than Star Trek, because it's quality over quantity for me. Like, the first three are fucking phenomenal. And then, like, here's something I'll say. The prequel trilogy aren't bad. And here's the caveat. I watched, like, a three-hour cut of them, and it was all three of them mashed together as, like, one movie.
Yeah.
And it was actually a good story, because it cut out a shitload of the stupidest shit George Lucas, but it told a good story of a war. And I was like, okay, I can. I'm not saying, like, it was perfect. Plus, Star Wars, the prequels, gave me the red letter media hour-long reviews of them, and I will always be grateful for that. Because that, if you haven't watched those, just look up YouTube, red letter media Star Wars review. it's like an old crazy grandpa reviewing Star Wars, but actually having really good points about it. Because it's like one of the big points is like, who is the main character of episode one?
Yeah.
Like, you really don't have one. It's not Anakin, because he doesn't come in until halfway through the movie. And then, even then, he's kind of out of scenes that are, you know, not in his focus. It's not Obi-Wan, because he sits half the movie out when they go into that town. It can't be Princess Amidala. It's not Qui-Gon Jinn. The answer is there is no person. There is no main character.
It should
character.
Be Obi-Wan,
it's
an, right?
Yeah,
like if we're gonna make an argument, Obi-Wan, like that should be, Obi-Wan should be the Luke Skywalker of that series, you know.
Yeah, the prequel trilogy should have been the Obi-Wan story, not silly, goofy cartoon rabbit steps in poo story.
Yeah.
And thankfully they cut everything of Jar Jar Binks up.
it's probably pretty productive. So
Like I said, it's gonna be, and like the Clone Wars show, which is on Netflix, I believe. It's like six seasons. And if you just look up like Clone Wars Watching Guide, it'll cut through a shitload of the episodes. But the clones are amazing characters themselves. And it's a fucking phenomenal show. So like, if anybody hasn't watched Clone Wars, I recommend it. There's two versions, actually. There's the Gennady Tartakovsky version. I probably butchered his name as I said it. Who also made a show I love called Samurai Jack. We'll get into that in another time. And he did like shorts, like small between two and three shorts, which will explain why Grievous is fucked up from episode two to episode three with no real reason if you just watch the movies. And then there's the longer show on Netflix, which is actually a really good show. It starts a little slow, but it really starts picking up steam and, like, creating their universe, which I appreciate a lot more. And I really enjoy Anakin way more in this than I did in the prequel trilogies.
Yeah, it was very jumpy with Anakin, I felt.
Meow.
Which, you know, Space in Between would definitely help out with. So.
I agree. Like I said, anybody out there, go watch the Red Letter Media reviews. You're thinking to yourself, oh, an hour, that's so long. But it's really not. It goes by pretty fast, much like these podcasts, because you're having such a fucking good time.
Exactly. Which brings us to the end here, man.
Are
going to be out of country. Yeah. It's crazy exciting.
Yeah.
Huh? You will be out of country for 1 week or 2 weeks?
Just 1 week. I'll be back next. I'm out of the country next week. But I'll be back in town in 2 weeks. So any of our Ireland fans, I will be there. And I'm sure we have plenty.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably at least like 12% of our audience, right? So.
Yeah. Totally.
But awesome. And enjoy it. We will take next week off, and we will be back. We'll be back when Evan's back. And I guess we'll discuss what we can tackle then. There's some cool stuff we can fantasy book for sure.
Maybe
Secret Warriors. Let's fill out the. I think Sky and Lincoln are givens, but let's come back with filling in a five man. We'll add three members to the team. We'll have to get it together beforehand so we don't have the same members. But
and I will try to read Spider-Verse and report back on that.
Nice.
I don't know how well that'll go. I'm hoping. I think it's out in trades or a big collection, but I'm not sure. Or maybe I saw that
coming out soon. Yeah, I tried to read quite a bit on the flight over, and it did not work out for me. I got motion sick, but. If that's what you're planning on doing, good luck, man.
Well, thank you. Oh, I won't. If I can't find a trade, I'll probably play Pokemon. I'll probably just get Game Boy it up and finish out Pokemon. I think I have a Mario and Luigi, which are just super little fun games. And then Kingdom Hearts, Dream Distance Drop. I was going to borrow, do you remember the old Legend of Zelda on the SNES, Link to the Past?
Yeah.
You ever play that? Basically, they made a sequel to it. On the Game Boy, and it looks fucking awesome. It's like a Link Between Worlds, and I want to play that. And I can, my friend's got it, but like I've got so many games, I'll be fine without it, you know.
Yeah. Which airline are you taking?
I don't know. I have my packet.
Aer Lingus, which is amazing. I love that airline. If anyone ever has to fly to the UK area. They have a crazy collection of free movies and you can play poker on there as well, which is surprisingly addicting when you have nothing else. But it sounds like you'll be strapped up well. So
yeah, I mean, shit, if they have like depending on the movie selection, if they got Guardians or anything else, I'll probably watch that too. I think it's like an 8-hour flight. So
yeah, it's like the collection we had was really weird. There was like a movie from 1996, there was like a movie from the 1950s, and then there was like just random new stuff. So you never know. So, cool, man. Until 2 weeks, man, we say goodbye.
We say goodbye. Well, I mean, we'll talk on Facebook, but they won't know that.
Oh, yeah. They won't be part of that. So.
No.
All right, man. We'll see you then.
All right, see you best.